This week on the Digital Marketing Scoop, we're discussing top tips to build your brand awareness campaigns. Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. So this week we're going to be chatting about brand awareness. Now, where we are at the moment, Tuesday, 5th of January, we're back in lockdown. And I know there's probably a lot of businesses out there who are adapting again, maybe closed down again. So maybe the last thing kind of on their mind might be, you know, direct sales campaigns. So building their brand and keeping their brand in front of people over the next kind of 2 months is probably going to be very important so that they can bounce back very quickly. So we thought it would be a really good time to talk a good bit about brand awareness, the type of content you could do around that, and the platforms you could use to promote it.
Yeah. And we had a recent episode with Virginia Foley, so we'd recommend definitely going back on that one. It was all about brand storytelling and brand strategy, yeah, which would completely tie in then with how to run your brand awareness campaigns, which we're going to talk about.
Definitely, Oscar. And also to everyone, I just want to wish you a happy new year as well.
Oh, yeah.
our first podcast of the new year. So
yeah, I feel rusty. I'm like, oh. I haven't talked in a while.
So thank you to everyone for listening in 2020. And this year we hope to bring you know, more great content, more exciting guests. Hopefully maybe the second half of the year we'll be back in the studio, maybe sooner. Hopefully we'll all get a vaccine soon. But even before then, we'll definitely be having guests over Zoom, and maybe even use that to get guests, you know, outside the country as well and stuff like that to come on, and try and keep maybe our local guests to come into us in the studio. So but basically our goal is always to deliver, you know, great content. It's going to help you build your brand and help you build your business. So with that in mind, let's kick off. So with around brand awareness. So I suppose the one thing I always say when it comes to brand awareness is brand is basically, you know, it's number one, it's trust. Do people trust your business? Do they trust your brand? Sometimes as well, it can also be a feeling or an emotion. So, you know, that connection that you have to a brand. We obviously kind of use Apple maybe as a company, or Nike, you know, these people who built these amazing brands. You know, when you watch a Nike ad, you know, they're not talking about the product. They're showing the athlete. They're showing the amazing person who's done so much with their product. And they're really good examples, I think, of the types of content you should be thinking of creating when it comes to brand awareness.
Yeah.
I know, I think back in the first lockdown, I always gave the example of, we'd say if your restaurant has moved to delivery now or takeaway or click and collect, you know, a fantastic thing to do is, you know, get your chef on camera, tell the story of every dish, go through the ingredients, where the ingredients came from. That is like really, really good content because it builds trust straight away. You're up front, here's our dish. Here's where it came from. Here are the ingredients. And it shows your expertise as well. So I think that's a really, really good way. And obviously I'm using restaurants as an example, but you can do that for, you know, lots and lots of different products and services.
And they get to know you as well then, you know, they get to know absolutely. The people that are there. And when they come in, then they see the people on the Instagram page or something and they're like, oh, that's them. And you know, you feel that connection before you even go in. And that's kind of what it's all about. And knowing why they're in business, you know what I mean? Their passion, why they're in that business. And, you know, just telling your story about why you've went into business and how you can help people.
Exactly. And as you said there, it kind of has that double whammy effect. Okay, initially it's going to build your brand and hopefully, you know, increase sales, maybe have takeaway and click and collect and stuff like that. But then when people do go back into the restaurant, you know, they're going to feel like they know the chef. They're going to feel like they know the staff. So that is a great way of you know, using your people, using them to create great content for your brand that's going to build that trust and build that awareness.
Exactly,
and of course then, okay, if you have gone off and created that content, you know, there's of course lots of different platforms. You're probably going to post it organically, you know, on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. But something you can go and do as well is build campaigns on Facebook, you know, just setting, you know, 10 euro aside. Okay, I want to, I've got a restaurant, I'm delivering within 10 kilometers of my location. You know, go and set a video ad for that content you created about that dish. And reach all those people within 10 kilometers. You're not doing the hard sell. You're basically, you're showcasing what you offer. You're showcasing the people in your business, and you're telling a great story.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think sometimes when people go into Facebook campaigns and then they're like, okay, brand awareness, I've been told to do brand awareness, and there's a brand awareness campaign. Yes, but actually I wouldn't really recommend using it, because there's the video views campaign, there's engagement campaigns, and there's website traffic. Now, you might think website traffic, oh, that's kind of the more hard sell, but it's not. It's, you can still have that really nice piece of content that's not the hard sell, with no, you know, hard sell text or anything. But if they are really interested, they have a direct link to your website then to learn more and figure out more. And then you're getting traffic to your website as well. So I think leave the brand awareness campaign alone, because like with the video views, engagement and traffic as well, you can measure exactly what you're getting back from the campaign. So I think they're better options for brand awareness.
I think definitely for small businesses, it is. I mean, you do have brand recall on the brand awareness ones. People can say it's a bit of an airy fairy metric. But I mean, definitely, like, even just using that restaurant example again, let's say you've done a video on 10 year dishes, you know, you can have the other, all the videos set up on your blog, on your website, and use a website traffic campaign or a video campaign to drive the traffic to that one video, and then pull them onto the website to watch the rest of them then as well.
Yeah.
And of course, from your website, then they could potentially, you know, click to order. But as I say, what the real focus here is not the direct sell. It is more the building that trust, and building that awareness of your brand.
But then as well, actually, if you have a good few video view campaigns going, you're getting people to watch videos. So then you can use that to remarket to people. So then you're kind of going down more the sell then later with people who are really engaged with that content. So, you know, like 50% of the videos watched, target those people with the more salesy kind of pitches then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if they go 50% through the video, then, you know, there's like the ad for the direct link to order online.
Yeah.
That's a great way to narrow down your audience and make sure you're only putting the content and the sales content, let's say, in front of people who you know are interested.
Yeah, because so like people think, oh yeah, brand awareness, okay, I'm done with brand awareness, I'll stop now and I'll move on to sales. But they actually all interlink all the time, and you should be kind of running all of the different, like, you know, brand awareness, then remarketing, then really direct sales all the time, you know what I mean? I'm filtering people down all the time.
As they go through the funnel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And another great place to use that content as well, and I think it's massively underused, particularly by small businesses, is YouTube.
YouTube, yes. I knew you were going to say that.
So YouTube's great for brand from a huge number of reasons. So I'd stick with the restaurants as the example. You know, if you have your chef showing how he created a dish, the recipe, the process, that's fantastic content, you know, helping people to maybe create your dish at home, which, okay, maybe not necessarily might be your end goal, obviously, but it's fantastic educational content that's going to build your brand stronger, that's going to create more awareness. It's also potentially going to show in search that when people search YouTube for a particular recipe or a particular dish, your brand is coming up in front of them.
Yeah.
And of course, similar with the Facebook ad campaign, you can run a YouTube ad campaign then as well on that content to build brand awareness and get video views from people within your target market.
Yeah, because people love, well, I do anyway, recipe videos. But I would still want to go to those restaurants and be like, oh, how do they make it? They probably make it better than me anyway. But like, I love the video recipes, but I would still go to the restaurants then. But I'd go to those restaurants that have all these recipes up, because I'd be like, oh, yum, I want to try that from them. You know what I mean? Because I feel sometimes people are like, oh no, that's our recipes. Like, we don't want to make them at home. We just want them to come in. But it kind of works both ways then, you know.
It does. No, it does, absolutely. And we kind of say that all the time, is, you know, you want to put your best information out there. You want to put, you know, showcase your expertise, because that's, you know, that's really how you show off your business, no matter what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And I suppose the other thing with brand awareness is that how do I measure the success, you know, of a brand awareness campaign?
Yeah.
If it's video content, definitely look the eyes on the content, but also the playthrough. I mean, if 95% of your people are dropping off in the first 5 seconds, you probably, you know, that's the type of content you probably, okay, there's probably no need to put budget behind this. It's if it's not engaging your organic audience initially.
Yeah.
Then you definitely know, okay, this style, this format, this particular piece of content isn't working. So a great thing to do is, you know, create your piece of content, put it out to your audience organically on Facebook or Instagram. If you see, oh, wow, this one is actually performing really well, then that's one you know, okay, this is one we want to get more reach on. We want to get more engagement on. And of course, then depending on the content, video views, obviously, is a great way to measure the success.
Yeah.
Traffic to your website is another way to measure it. And of course, engagement.
You can look at your Google Analytics then and say for traffic to your website, how many new visitors are you getting? Because, you know, that's new people that have learned about your brand and then they're coming to your website. And then you can look at, like, you can look at social traffic, but you can also look at, has your direct traffic increased? Because people may have seen the ad, but then they don't go straight to your website. But later, they'll remember your brand name and they'll go straight to your website. So it's a good way to kind of gauge brand awareness in that way as well.
Absolutely. Definitely. And direct is a good example of that. That if you are getting a lot more direct or a lot more brand searches, if you've Google Search Console set up, you can see the volume of brand searches you're getting. That is a great way to be able to see, you know, okay, this is working or this isn't working. So yeah, I suppose we have focused massively on video content, because I think you'll be discussing
videos taking over, isn't it?
it has been for years, and it will do for the next few, I think.
Yeah.
Of course, audio is what we're doing here is another route to go, and again, that is something you can do, you know, in your industry, positioning yourself as the expert in your industry. Create that content and then distribute it out on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Definitely in the B2B space, I think audio is particularly fantastic because it's it's supply and demand. Really, there's a lot, I think, of entertainment, let's say, podcasts out there and interview podcasts and stuff like that. But for your particular niche or your particular industry in the B2B side, you know, think about, okay, who are my customers? How can I help them? What's the type of content I can create that's going to build my brand? And really, again, as I say, that comes down to, you know, building that trust and building that expertise.
Yeah. And understanding what your customers are asking. So that goes for, you know, YouTube, Google and podcasts. Like, what are they going to be searching for? And how can you answer that? So understanding your customers is an important factor here as well. And then you can make, we love carousels. So if you don't like talking and you don't like videos, there is still images, and carousels are working really well across social platforms at the moment. And they're a great way to show off your knowledge without having to talk. So there's loads of options that way as well.
Yeah. And even, of course, written content as well.
Yeah, blogs.
Particularly, you know, long form written content can do really well in organic rankings in Google.
Yes.
So if you're answering questions that people have, a good way to find out as well what questions people are asking on Google, by the way, is just to type in, you know, a question related to your industry. Mm-hmm. Scroll down to the very bottom of Google and it'll give you like a list of all the related searches that people give you. And you could go, oh, that's a topic I know an awful lot about. I can answer that question. That's a perfect idea for new content, for a new blog post that you can help those people. And again, helping people, you know, is fantastic for building brand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because if they have a couple of questions and you come up for all of those questions, they're like, okay, this brand knows everything, perfect. And then they get to know your brand and they're like, trust you completely, because they're like, okay, they've answered all my questions. It's brilliant.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah, look, I hope that's helpful. I know it can be depending on the business you're in, this can be a fairly challenging time. I suppose the way if you can't sell at the moment, I would definitely say try and use this time to keep your brand in front of people.
Yeah.
And you know, that that can, you know, you don't need to use any budget, you don't need to use any ad platforms. You can literally just be going out there, creating content, telling stories about your product or services, having Zoom calls with your customers, chatting with them, posting that content on your platforms. There's so much you can do to make sure you're keeping your brand in front of your potential customers, so that when the time does come that you're open back up, you're still on their mind, you're still in front of them. So it's a really great way. And one way you can do this as well is if you're doing email marketing, actually, that you have a list of customers that you're, you know, if you were in the past, maybe you were sending them sales promotions, if that's to drive footfall, if you weren't e-commerce.
Yep.
Okay, now you have the possibility, I'm going to share helpful content with them. You do want to keep yourself in front of your audience, because it is very important. We know ourselves, you know, if you go 2-3 months without hearing from a brand, yeah, or, you know, you kind of forget about them a bit. So it is important to try and keep yourself top of mind with your customers and with your potential customers.
One random thing I want to talk about as well is if people are closed at the moment, if you just have a physical store and you're closed at the moment, please remember your Google My Business page. A lot of people forget about the Google My Business page, but it's literally what's going to come up if people Google, like, is this place open or is this place open for deliveries? Please have like a post about what you're actually doing and just keep everyone informed, because that'll help as well.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. Because there are so many that will come up as open.
Yes.
And obviously they won't be. So yeah, jump into your Google My Business, change your hours. And as you say, you can do a post, and the post will show up generally when people search your brand. The first post that you've done will show up right there on the page. So if
there's
somebody
COVID updates now as well, like a specific COVID update one as well. So you could use that as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Great way of keeping people up to date.
Definitely. Yeah.
So yeah, hope you got some value out of this. Hopefully in another couple of months, this will all be behind us and we'll be back in the office, and 2021 will be nothing like 2020.
Yeah.
We've a little bit to go through yet by the looks of things, but hopefully not too long, and we'll be back to some bit of normality soon. So thanks for listening. That's been this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of the Digital Marketing Scoop. If you haven't subscribed yet, please search the Digital Marketing Scoop any of your favorite podcast platforms and subscribe. And if you'd like to follow us on LinkedIn or Instagram, just search for Click Media and Marketing. That's CLIQ Media and Marketing. And we'd love for you to follow us.